So I'm Ben Dobbins. I'm here with Diego Gonzalez Olvera. It is October 14th, 2025. We're at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus doing this interview for the OSU Oral History Project. So Diego, I just want to get you started. You're from Mexico City, correct?
Yes.
When did you move here to the U.S.?
Like 2 years ago. Yeah, almost 2 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. So tell me about where you grew up in Mexico City.
Well, I grew up, I said I'm from Mexico City, but I actually like from another state. It's called Estado de México, which is next to Mexico City. I live like 10 minutes away from there, from Mexico City. So that's why I always say that I'm from there.
Because it's close enough.
Yeah. So, well, it's like a hood. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, the streets are kind of bumpy, you know, and it's not as good as Mexico City, mm-hmm. because Mexico City is beautiful. I mean, they put all their resources over there, so they have a lot of trees and rides for bicycles, and yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Yeah, I grew up there.
That's great. And so you're outside of the city. Is it more, is it like a density like it is here, or is it also a city? What type of area did you grow up in, or was it kind of a rural area?
It was like, you know, Tulsa. Mm-hmm. It's like there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's very different from the city, but I mean, I kind of like it because you can find like locals. No, like, yeah, like food, yeah, like local for food. I don't know how to say it.
Local restaurants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local restaurants. You find a lot of things that you don't find in Mexico City. I mean, you can interact more with people and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, there are a lot of people walking. Something that I don't see here, mm-hmm. people don't walk, they just go in their car, mm-hmm. and they're now, they have to walk or take the public transportation. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I miss that.
Yeah, so it was a lot bit more built for walking and mm-hmm. riding your bike around, and it's different here. It's built for cars. For
yeah, sure. Yeah, you interact more with people than here.
How is that, has that affected your life significantly, or is that just something that you would prefer?
It's something that I will prefer, yeah, because I don't know, like here, you don't see people walking, so that makes me feel like I'm in a abandoned place, you know?
Yeah.
And in Mexico, you can see people everywhere, in their cars or walking or eating on the street, stainers, no, wait, street, well, street food, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does that lead to maybe feeling disconnected to the people here? Or, I mean, obviously you're relatively new here. You haven't lived mm-hmm. here for very long. I guess you should ask, have you lived in Tulsa the whole time you've been in the U.S.?
No. I used to visit my dad here, and he used to live in Tulsa with my aunt. But when I came here just to stay here for a live, we moved to Bixby.
Okay.
So right now I'm living in Bixby.
I see. Okay. So does it feel, you said it looks abandoned here. Does it?
Yeah.
So is that, does that make you feel less connected to Oklahoma, I guess, than you would back in your hometown? Like you can't really meet the people and interact with people?
Yeah, maybe a little because, well, first I didn't knew a lot of English, so I mm-hmm. didn't make like a lot of friends. And also when you see a lot of people walking while you're walking, well, at least in Mexico, mm-hmm. you can start a conversation more easily. So I think that's kind of a problem for me here. Mm-hmm. I cannot interact with people every day. And yeah, I mean, it's not something is affecting me, but I mean, I would
you
like
notice
that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I read that Mexico City is, I guess you don't live in Mexico City, but the area
yeah.
is largely Catholic. Is that
yeah.
true?
Mm-hmm.
And is
yeah.
that, all right, so Like, are you Catholic? Is that a significant part of your life?
Yeah, I'm Catholic.
But yeah. Is that, since it's so widespread and everyone's Catholic, does it kind of just become a background feature, or is that important in your life?
Well, for me, it's kind of like a background, because I believe in God, but I don't go to church and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm always thanking to God for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but I mean, there's some people in Mexico that is very religious. So mm-hmm. most of the older women are religious. Yeah.
Okay. Has that changed from being in Mexico versus being here? Because there's a lot of Christians in Oklahoma, but very few Catholics.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw a lot of Christians. I mean, almost everyone here is Christian. And I saw that they go to church, mm-hmm. Almost all of them. But about Catholic, I don't see a lot of Catholics here. I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's like similar, the people, their religions, mm-hmm. not the religion, like how they, how can I say that? Yeah, I mean, in Mexico, some people will go to church, some people don't. It's almost the same here.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And again, I have some more information on Mexico City specifically.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't super apply. Uh-huh. But you mentioned that all the money is in Mexico City. So did that affect where you grew up negatively? You said the roads were bumpy. Did it lead to where you live not being as nice, or significantly not nice, or was it still like all right?
I mean, it was all right, because recently they repair the street, almost all the streets in El Estado de Mexico, where I used to live. But yeah, I mean, I think Mexico City is like the capital, I think is the name, the
yeah.
capital of the my country. So I mean, it have to be like nice for foreign people, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to see it, and you want to go back to there, you know.
Yeah, understandable. So you mentioned, I'm not going to try to pronounce it,
mm-hmm.
it's
El Palacio de Bellas Artes.
You mentioned that in the email where you would spend some time. So what, tell me about, is it a park? Tell me about that.
It's not a park. It's like, well, El Palacio means the palace. Bellas Artes means beautiful arts, which is like, it's a palace. I mean, it's beautiful. And people go there to buy food or just to walk, because next to the palace is a park, also a park. And yeah, it's kind of like the center, like the downtown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can walk there, you can buy clothes. There's a lot of clothes stores, a lot of food stores. Sometimes there's a place near to there. Which is called Zócalo. It's like a big place where sometimes some bands or singers or artists go there and sing or play something, and it's full of people. I mean, like one time there was a band, and that place was full of people. Like there was like, I think 100,000 people over there listen to their music. Yeah, listen to their music. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
It mm-hmm. sounds like a very social place, mm-hmm. and there's not really anywhere like that in Oklahoma specifically. So does that contribute to the kind of antisocial atmosphere you find here? Because you said people don't walk, so you don't interact, you're not as social, and there's no place like that here in Oklahoma mm-hmm. where people just gather all the time.
Yeah, and well, there are also a lot of clubs, and I mean, there's that place is just to have fun, you know, or with your family or with your friends or with your, I don't know, yeah.
Okay, so there's substitutes here. There's mm-hmm. other places.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So do you have any siblings that moved around the same time or have moved here before since you came here?
Yeah, my sister moved here after I came here. Yeah, my dad bring her here.
Okay, and how old is she?
She's 28 and she has a child. He's 4. Yeah.
So within your family, how do you think the obviously gradual move to the U.S. has affected you guys all differently? Because it's a different country and it's mm-hmm. a definitely different culture. So how do you think, you know, you have a 4-year-old nephew, you have a much older sister, your father, and then yourself, all mm-hmm. different stages of life. So how do you think that's impacted you guys differently?
Well, to my sister, like I said, in Mexico, there are a lot of clubs and a lot of fun, if you can say like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to hang out a lot with his friends. But here, she's always working. So that, I think she's the one who miss Mexico the most. And my dad was he came here because he needed money, so he mm-hmm. Get his job permission. He moved here like 12 years ago, and I came here because I wanted to learn English. But when I came to the TCC, they told me to enroll in high school because they told me that there I will learn more English faster or easier. And well, I was in high school. I graduated like this year, like a few months ago.
Okay.
And right now I'm still learning English. Yeah.
Well, you learned a whole lot. I mean, you're very fluent.
Kinda.
So, on that note, how was had you already graduated from high school in Mexico when you moved?
Yes, actually I took a 2 years high school. It's like a special high school.
Okay.
Where I didn't have vacations. I mean, in the entire 2 years I've been there, I only had like 2 months total of vacations.
And that was here in Mexico?
In Mexico.
Okay.
And here, I mean, here you have like 3 months of vacations in summer break and another 3 weeks. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing, to be honest.
Right. So how long did you spend in high school here?
2 years.
2 years as well? And how was an equal time in Mexico high school and in high school here. So how did those compare?
Well, in Mexico, I mean, something that I like from here is about the education is that they give you like all the supplies that you need. Like, for example, I remember the first day I came with my backpack and my books, I mean my books, my notebooks, colors, pencils, pen, and erasers. And when I got to the school, they offered me a pencil and all the supplies they have. So, I mean, I didn't have to buy all those things because they give it to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in Mexico, no. They don't give you nothing. You have to buy everything. I remember when I was younger, like maybe 10, they used to ask you to buy like a big paper. I don't know how it's called here.
Like a poster board?
Yeah, like a poster board. And if you forgot to bring it to the school, I mean, you cannot do your presentation or everything you have, you need to have to do. And here they give you your poster board and they make you, they give you time to do it on the class. And I mean, for me, it's easier here, the education, than in Mexico.
Okay, well, that's nice. So you had a better experience in high school here than you did. Okay.
I like it.
Well, that's great to hear. Since you live most of your life in Mexico, and you've only been here for a couple of years, but what are some things that, for example, maybe I would think about Mexico that you've heard people say that are wrong? Like some ideas we have that are just like, that's not true at all.
Well, not true.
If there are any.
Well, most of the people fear go to Mexico because of the fear of being robbed or jumped or like that. But I mean, it happens, but it happens almost everywhere. I mean, if you go to a dangerous place here or in Mexico or everywhere, you're gonna get jumped or something, you know, of harm. But no, I mean, it's not that bad, Mexico. I mean, if you go, for example, in the Palacio de Bellas Artes, I mean, it's a beautiful place, and you are safe there. There are a lot of police around and all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. And do you think, just out of curiosity, do you think that's as a result of you being close to the city, or do you think that's specifically your town, or do you think are there areas like, for example, if you lived in the next town over, would it be more dangerous, or is that just a general thing?
No, there are some states. No, not states. It's like, I don't know how to say it in English. Yeah, like some places where it's very dangerous. I mean, I never went to that place because of that. For example, this place called Ecatepec, which is very famous in Mexico, because it's one of the most dangerous places in Mexico. And Tepito is also another place. But Tepito is famous because it's dangerous, but they also sell a lot of like stuff for stores. For example, if you wanna sell fireworks, you can buy a lot of fireworks there for a low price, and then resell them. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not, there are some dangerous places, but it's not like Mexico.
It's not like everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Makes sense. You also in the email mentioned you play guitar and you enjoy playing video games.
Yeah.
Has that changed?
No.
Has any of that? I mean, it's not like a guitar is going to change, but I mean, access to games or how they're viewed, maybe.
Well, I don't play games anymore, or not very...
Not usually. Often.
Yeah, not often. But about the guitar, well, I bought a new guitar here. So it's a better one, it's a Fender. So I broke my guitar, I can say that. And I used to play also piano in high school. I get into that class. My dad loved that class because we have a recital. We had a recital and he watched me play, you know, a song from Interstellar or something.
Interstellar?
Yeah.
The movie?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think those are the things I still doing while I'm here. Yeah.
It's really cool. So you mentioned your dad came here before you. Was you moving here, was that something you wanted to do, or is it something your family was doing over time, so you did it anyways?
No, well, it's something that I have my doubts about it, but
of course.
At the end, I wanted to be here because since I was in middle school, my dad started the process for me to came here, but it take too long. I mean, like 5 years, and we didn't receive any news about it. So when he became a citizen, he start again the process, and we received the news of that like a month later. So I became a resident like in 2 months after we started the process, when he became a citizen.
That's very nice. What did you expect when you moved here? Like, what were, so you've experienced it, right? I assume you've gotten a feel for Oklahoma and Bixby, right?
Yeah.
So what were some expectations you had when you moved here? How did you think it was going to be different than Mexico?
Well, I thought that I will be, I will be like I will have a bully at school. Like, I felt I'm gonna be suffer racism. But nah, that's not true. I mean, everyone was nice, and I think we have like a wrong perspective of came here, because I saw some friends or some people that is like very on his like defensive, like he's always waiting for attack someone because saying that he's racist or he's doing something. But I never saw anybody or almost anybody here who is racist or do something racist. I mean, everyone is pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed as I've traveled out of state. Mm-hmm. I haven't left the country, it's so big. But Oklahoma is generally very, very peaceful. And there's a lot of, in Tulsa, there's a large immigrant community from Mexico and from other countries in South America. Yeah. Have you experienced any of that? Have you met other immigrants from Mexico or from other South American countries that you've gotten to know?
Yeah, actually in high school, my first friends, because I didn't know English, were a Colombian girl, a lot of Venezuelans, and Mexicans, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. I mean, there were a lot of immigrants there. I mean, I had a lot of friends from different countries.
So did you find yourself maybe like making a community out of that shared experience of moving here and not being from here? Or did you guys make friends with people who were born here at the same rate? Or did you guys kind of keep to yourselves, just out of curiosity?
Well, the guys who knew English, which are almost all the Venezuelans, because they got here a lot of, like before me, you know, like they have more experience with their English and with making some friends. I think the guys who used to have like American friends were almost all the Venezuelans and some Mexicans. But I mean, for guys like me who didn't know English, who didn't speak English, I didn't have anybody who, any friend who speak English, until I got to my last year as a senior. I met some guys who start talking to me, and I'm always like kind of quiet, so they start talking to me, and I was like, what are they saying? And I told them that I didn't speak English, and they understand, and they try to talk to me, and you know, like when I talk, they try to like correct my pronunciation or some points, but after some weeks, we became like a good friends. So they used to make jokes about my accent and all that stuff. So that was good. I mean, yeah, I remember the names. One was Sean, Roger, and they both were black. And I had a white friend who was called Gage. They were in the basketball team. Yeah, they were nice people.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm just about out of questions for you. Is there anything that we haven't covered you'd like to talk about? Anything we talked about you'd like to go back and talk more about?
Ooh.
Oh, there goes
about the lights.
Our light. That's nice.
Well.
One moment here.
Yeah.
fix itself.
Mm-hmm.
Same question, I guess, then. Anything you'd like to talk about we didn't talk about? Anything you'd like to cover again?
Let me think. Well, no, not really.
I did have a thought just now. Is there,
yeah.
So you plan to move here for a while. You tried to, right?
Mm-hmm.
The process didn't quite work. Do you have plans going forward here? Because I wouldn't assume you'd leave after trying for so long to get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you have plans going forward?
Mm-hmm.
I want to
finish my major.
Your
here.
Degree. Yeah.
Yeah, my degree here. And my dad was planning to get a home when it was like the COVID and all that stuff in that year. But I mean, the houses were too expensive
mm-hmm.
in that time. So we didn't get a home. Instead, we rent a bigger place for me, my sister, my nephew. So plans forward, I think is, yeah, like get my degree. And I don't know if we gonna get a house. I don't think so. I think we're gonna go back to Mexico, maybe in a few years. And my dad is thinking about build a house in Mexico with the money he earned here. So yeah, I think that's our plans right now. Move to Mexico again. Go to Mexico again.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, that's all I have for you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.